The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing on the floor. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We've got it all to come
Welcome to Beyond the Veil, a ministry of Dayspring Chapel. Arise, shine, and excel. Located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. As Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79 tells us, according to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the Dayspring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now, let's listen in to today's message from Pastor David Oluwadara.
Hebrews 2, 11 to 12. For both he who sanctifies, and he who is the one that sanctifies, the Lord Jesus, the one that sanctifies. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified. Who are those who are sanctified? You and I. For both he who sanctifies is Jesus. And those who are being sanctified, that's us. He said, what? Are all of one. They all belong to one. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. The one who sanctifies is not ashamed to call those who are sanctified brothers and sisters. Amen. Jesus is not ashamed to call us brother, to call us sister, to say we are of the same one. We all belong to the same Father. It's one Father. Is one faith, is one spirit, is one body, is one Lord, is one God. Amen. We all belong to one. So he's not ashamed to say, oh, we are of the same family. Amen. We are of the same Father. So you walk with your black American, brother, as a white man, as a believer in the Lord. You say, this is my brother. Amen. He is my brother. And you are proud to say that. If Jesus is proud to call us brethren, you've got to be proud to call, to identify with those who are not of the same color with you. They may not have the same degree or the same education as you have. They may not be as rich as you are, but you identify with them. Isn't that what the scripture says? Mind not high things, but do what? Condescend what? To men of low estate. Amen. My not I think, condescend them to men of low estate. Jesus identifies with his people. You are persecuting me. If you are persecuting my people, you are persecuting me. It's me that you are persecuting. That's how Jesus answered Saul. Who are you? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Amen. Again, the truth or this understanding underscores for us, amplifies for us the truth of the word of God in Zechariah 2:8. For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. Amen. He who touches you, touches the apple of his eye. Anyone who touches you in a wrong way, anyone who wants to victimize you, anyone who wants to, oppress you, anyone who wants to suppress you, anyone who wants to oppose you, anyone who wants to withstand against you, is standing against God. That's what the word of God is saying. That's what Jesus is saying. Oh, Saul, you are standing against me. Really? Where I can't see you. No, you're standing against my people. You are standing against me. You are fighting against me. You cannot win. Another word that this understanding underscores for us is Isaiah 63 verse 9. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them, And he bore them and carried them all the days of old. This is God saying to his people, in all your affliction, I was afflicted. That is really hard for us to understand. May the Lord give us understanding that in our affliction, the Lord feels it. The Lord bears it. The Lord can feel it. The Lord knows your affliction. The Lord knows your trouble because he is one with you. Wow. So if somebody is opposing you, they are opposing God. So you see why your identity in Christ, your identity in God, supersedes, subsumes, and submerges all other components of your identity. It is superior. It is powerful. It outweighs anything whatsoever. Your identity with God is what really matters. Amen. We cannot end without looking at this. This scripture in Psalm 24. In Psalm 24, again, your identity with Christ or in God supersedes and subsumes and submerges who you are in any other way. Looking at Psalm 24 from verse 3, it says what? Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Who has the qualification? Who has the qualification? Who has the power? Who has the authority? Who has the right identity? Who has the ID? Who has the passport to come before the presence of God? Who has the key? You know, you need a passport or a proper ID to pass through the first and the second heavens to get to the third heaven where God is. No one can approach the gates or the doors of the heavens without being turned back. You can't just go to the presence of God anyhow. You can't just go to the presence of God anyhow. You've got to have the right what? The right identity. You've got to have the proper ID. If you are in Christ, you've got a proper ID. Amen? You can go in any time. But if you are not in Christ, you can't approach the presence of God. The presence of God is what? It's holy. The presence of God is fiery. The presence of God is... So who shall dwell with the consuming fire? Who can dwell with the consuming fire? Only those who have clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. So in this Psalm 24, the psalmist by the Spirit saying, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who can stand in his holy place? No one can ascend into the hill of the Lord and stand in his holy place unless they have the proper ID. Unless they have the proper identification. In the Old Testament, nobody had the proper identification. Nobody had the ID. Only very few people, you know, just here and there, the Lord granted passports, granted visas, you know, for people to pass through, for some people to pass through. Just go in and get what you want and come back. Or go in on behalf of others and get what they want, you know, for them. The priests will be able to go in and get, you know, what people needed for them and come back and give to them. So was it in the Old Testament. So the psalmist say, wow, who can stand? Who can come before your presence? Who can do that? Now, all of a sudden, in the spirit, he saw ahead of time. He saw into the future how Jesus made a way for you and I to come in before the presence of God. Amen. What did he see? Jesus has opened the way for us to break through the heavens where principalities, powers, dominions, rulers, and authorities occupy. You know, the second heaven is occupied by principalities and powers and dominions and rulers of the darkness of this world. They occupy it then. They still occupy it now. But Jesus opened the way for us. He actually broke through them to enter into the presence of God for us. This is exciting. This is powerful. And that is what is recorded in Psalm 24 from verse 7. Psalm 24 from verse 7 say, lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. These are gates and doors that you can't just open. You can't just pass through. These gates and doors prevent you from accessing the presence of God. prevent you from going up, from ascending. And those gates, these are everlasting gates. These are ancient doors, not physical doors. These are spiritual doors in the heavenly places. Authorities and powers, we will not let men, we will not let people come before the presence of God. You can't even pass them to come before the presence of God. If you are able to pass them to come before the presence of God, which is impossible. But even when you get to the presence of God, what is your identity to pass to the presence of God? But Jesus broke through. Look at that. Psalm 24 from verse 7. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, you ancient doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who? The same question. Who? Who are you? Who is the King of glory? You want to pass through? He said, who are you? Amen. Like the demons asked, you know, the sons of Sceva. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Who are you? You want to cast us out? You want to pass through? Who are you? We know Jesus. We know Paul. Who are you? Show us your ID. You want to... No. They beat them up. If you don't have the proper ID, you're going to be turned back. But Jesus, after he rose from the dead, hallelujah, he said to Mary, do not touch me. I got to ascend to my Father and to your Father. I got to ascend to your Father and to my Father. Hallelujah. I'm identifying with you. Your Father is my Father. Hallelujah. My Father is your Father. I've got to ascend to him first. So he ascended. He broke through the heavens to appear in the presence of God for us. Amen. The forerunner who went before us in the Old Testament. Most could not come up with the proper credentials, proper ID to answer the same question. That same question that says what? Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? They didn't have the proper ID. Amen. Do you have the proper ID to come before the presence of the Lord? But when Jesus came to the gates, to the doors, and the command was given to the gatekeepers to open and allow the passage of the King of glory, they could not challenge the command, only to say, who is this King of glory? Like Saul would say, who are you, Lord? Amen. Who is this King of glory? Not who is this? Amen.
We hope you have been blessed by today's broadcast. Come worship with us at Dayspring Chapel, located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Again, that's 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Sunday worship is at 1 p.m., Bible study and prayers on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You may contact Pastor David for prayers or counseling at 857-266-0778. Again, that's 857-266-0778. Until tomorrow at this same time, Monday through Friday, arise, shine, and excel.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.